come to lunch at the Salvation Army Monday through Friday. They have some food you can take home with you.
Twyla Osborne often stops by the Salvation Army for a hot meal on the weekdays. But on Tuesday, alongside the cafeteria, she found a fare with free shampoo and winter coats.
I came for the lunch. But I did get a flu shot while I was here.
The 51-year-old mother is homeless at the moment. She's from Sitka and had been living in Anchorage, but moved back home to be closer to her daughter last year. Osborne has been camping for the past 6 weeks after her housing fell through. She'll be braving the elements until she gets the money she needs to secure a place.
At least 4 more weeks, waiting for disability to come through. So.
Osborne was one of about 50 people who got help at Sitka's Project Homeless Connect. And for many of those who were there, homelessness is a temporary state.
A lot of times people find themselves housed homeless when they weren't homeless. I have someone who has answered the survey, they'd just been homeless for 2 weeks. And so it's circumstantial. You know, you've lost your job or you're a seasonal worker. And so there's a lot of reasons.
Julia Smith is president of Sitka's Easter Group, which sponsored the event. Project Homeless Connect started in San Francisco in 2004 and since has spread to 200 communities in the U.S., Canada, and Australia. Smith says Project Homeless Connect is a one-stop shop to get people the resources they need to get back on their feet.
It's hard to get services or know where to go to get services when you find yourself in that position.
Mary Wagner, superintendent of the Sitka School District, was there volunteering.
Would you like a free haircut voucher?
Haircut?
Can I get your name?
The district has seen anywhere from 20 to 40 homeless students in a year, she says, and she wants to help them.
When you don't have a home, food, your family's in crisis, then you're not going to be able to contribute your best in a school setting.
Project Homeless Connect also serves as a census of homelessness in the country. Once a year, different organizations participate in a survey to get a more accurate picture of people who are in need. Smith says the data helps get more resources for them.
These are our neighbors. You know, this is a small town, and we know each other, and we see folks every day that are homeless, and we may not know it.
Just like Osborne and others who showed up for the help to get them through. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.